I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's a new policy being implemented in schools.
Okay.
And I can't believe it. I'm sort of it seems like a great idea, but I'm a little bit torn about it. And I want to run it past the logical mind that is Steve.
Wow, okay.
Because you don't have a dog in the fight. Like, when you talk about kids in schools, people get fired up.
They do. But I don't have a dog. I don't have children in school.
And you don't, really care if anything's alive. Like, I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's just like, so you can just look at a situation and go, this makes sense. I think it's a good idea.
I believe I have that. Yes.
So a high school in California has gone phone free.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of events like this. I've never been to one, but like Bruno Mars in Vegas, you walk in. And as you're walking in, the security guards have these bags, and you put your phone in the bag.
What?
And then they lock it. They give you the bag, but you can't get your phone out, and therefore you can't use it. So you can't take pictures. You can't Insta. You can't Snap. You just have to be engaged in the concert.
Wait a second. Are you saying, Slacker, that they're taking it back to when we would go to concerts? Mm-hmm. When the thing you do at a concert is you drink and you smoke, but mm-hmm. you pay attention to what's going on.
That.
And you don't film anything.
Correct. And they're doing the same thing at high school.
And they're absorbing life in real time.
Yes. And then what happens?
They're locking up of kids, faculty,
yes.
Everybody.
And like at the concert, what I heard, because I know somebody went to Bruno in Vegas. Then as you're walking out, you would think, what a pain in the butt. But the security guards, it's some sort of magnetic lock. And the security guards, you just have to get close to them. And they go, beep, and your lock will unlock. They have a thing. So they don't have to sit there and physically stick a key in. They're like, boop, boop, boop. So they can stand there and everybody's got to walk up the stairs or whatever. It's like, boop, boop, boop. And then you just toss the bag like you're tossing your 3D glasses as you're walking out of a theater.
Wow.
And you're like, got your phone back. Go about your lives, citizens. They're employing that exact same technology, like the thing with the magnetic lock, and the kids cannot touch their phones the entire time. Let me tell you, they say every day at the beginning of school, students at San Mateo High School get the Yonder pouch, and it locks their phones. Phone slides into it, gets locked through a magnetic device. Sounds just like the Bruno Mars thing.
Yep.
They do not get unlocked until the bell rings. The teachers are saying they're seeing a massive difference. The students are socializing, eating lunch together, and actually it's become a more tightly knit group of human beings sharing the educational experience.
Slacker, they've been saying forever that higher technology will bring our world smaller and bring us together and tighter and stuff.
It's not true, is it?
You take away their and that's what's bringing them together. The only reservation I have,
I think it's the exact same one as me. Go.
And I hate to have to say it, but...
Then it is exactly what I'm thinking.
If there's an active shooter situation...
Who can call the cops?
Okay, because the faculty won't have phones either, correct?
I believe the faculty would have phones, but don't we do a lot better with the see something, say something, if somebody's got...
Yes, if we all have our phones ready. That's the... Okay.
I love... when I read this story, I'm like, I tell you... My kids, my son especially, will get in trouble. And that's the first thing I do is take away his phone, take away his iPad, things like that. And the first day is awful. By day three, he's this amazing human. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't taken your devices away from your children for an extended period of time, you need to try it. Take away their Xbox, their PS4, their Switch, all the crap they have, and spend 3 or 4 days with them. They'll hate you at the beginning, but then all of a sudden their hormones get regulated because they're not adrenaline from the game and then coming down from it. And then like, I got a crappy text from my friend and they don't need to see what other people are doing. They just need to do what they're doing right then.
And it's chill. There's no more of that the
FOMO
that.
But if something went wrong and he didn't have his phone, I would forever hate myself.
I totally see.
So Mr. Linear Logical,
yeah.
Which one is more important? The 8 hours at school where they're socializing finally, they're actually learning, they're getting stuff done, or the one in a kajillion chance that a shooter's at that school?
I always put safety first. And if safety first means that people have to go without this and go without that and this and that and the other, and if they're more well-adjusted so without the safety, I was taught you stay alive first. You stay
safe
first.
So then they get their phones. You're saying to get, like, and I agree, like, because if we did this in every school and then the one school, it's like it took first responders 17 minutes or even 5 minutes to get there. Some of the active shooters lately, this sounds like, sounds really weird, but like the police are getting there super fast. It's awesome.
They are.
I hate that they have to respond fast, but that's because people with cell phones are going, there's something going on here. If it's down to just teachers, so then we have a chance of getting our kids back and getting the education back. But if one kid dies because of
let's say you did the thing with the phones and the bags and stuff, and everybody's grades are awesome and social is awesome, and then something bad happened to your kid
at that school,
everyone's going to be in an uproar. What's this bag thing? This was stupid.
And then they're going to ban the bags.
And then probably crucify the person who and did it the first. Yeah.
So then you're. I hate that because I thought I was being overly emotional and saying as much as I want my son and daughter to be well adjusted, that I want them to have their phones. You might be right.
I was in the end. You can't have any of the other stuff unless your child's alive and in a safe place.
We're going to throw up a poll on Facebook and let us know. Is it more important? Because, I mean, it's like getting, I don't want to, I mean, yes, there's a lot of school shootings, but the odds are.
Yeah, yes, you're right.
But do you want your kids to not have their phones at school and be well adjusted? Or do you want them to have them and be safe if something bad happens?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.